All right. So, we have a very short agenda tonight for a change. We needed a break. So, we're going to bring over, the first item is we're going to bring over the school track team and recognize them. They did some things that they've never done in history, so we're going to recognize them. And then we have two appointments to make on the utilities board. So, any questions about any of that? Okay. So, if there are no questions about any of that.
It's in the report of officers.
So, I'm going to take this time in a work session to, this is what has happened, what we've done. I just put this together today. These are some of the highlights of some of the things that we've done since November the 3rd. We have had 9 annexations into the town and 5 new businesses already here or coming that are the result from those annexations, 5 businesses. We have a total of 7 new businesses: Little River Marina, Three Rivers Resort, Lookout Mountain Pest Control, a mobile home dealership, Crestview Restaurant, Woody's Restaurant, Jefferson's Restaurant, and we're working on some more. Those are the ones that are definitely either already have opened or they're working to get open. So that's 7 new businesses since November the 3rd. We have applied for grants. We have received 1 grant for a new police vehicle that is on order, and have 3 more police department grants pending that have been applied for. We have received 4 grants for Liberty Day for a total of $19,000. We have also received 3 donations for Liberty Day, $3,001 so far. We have been awarded a grant to rebuild Sewer Ferry Road and repave Cove Lane for a total of $350,000. We are in the process of applying for grants to repave several more roads in our low-income area. That is around Railroad, Williamson, Lawrence, those streets. And that will be turned in, I believe, by the end of this month. The engineers are working on that now. We are also in the process of applying for sidewalk and park grants. Those are in the process currently. We also have received approval for a new water tower and a grant to rebuild all of our sewer pump stations for our utility board, which is very important. We're all in this together, and our infrastructure, water and sewer, is just as important as roads. We hired a new attorney and a new prosecutor. We hired a new auditor. We have more transparency with a new website and a Facebook page. We have more accountability with new policies and procedures that we have adopted. We have rebuilt our police department with the addition of 4 officers to a total of 5. We purchased a new garbage truck. We have ordered a new dump truck for our maintenance department. We appointed a new planning commission and elected Bill Holland, the chairman, and have updated our zoning ordinance. We hired Mark Perry for our building inspector / enforcement officer. We adopted the International Building Code and civil properties due to his effort have already been cleaned up and several more are in process. And we're also getting a lot more licenses because of him. We have adopted a garbage, noise, nuisance, sign, camper permit, water and sewer ordinance. Currently, we are under budget and revenues are up for the year. Any questions about any of that? Or if you just want to bring something up, we're going to use this time to do that.
Bring on the mark and with the police department back up with go, the amount, the income that is, they have brought in now, starting to show us, is tremendous. I mean, it is really the saving grace, really. I mean, I can't believe we went so long without it.
I agree.
And it's making a big difference. And tell Mark, give him a big, everybody hates him in town.
He's doing his job.
He is. That's exactly right.
And all these years that money was there and just letting go, we can't let that happen. But very good on that part.
And let me say this is just, I just hit some of the highlights that we've done since November the 3rd. There have been many, many more smaller issues that we've dealt with and done just every day.
Yeah, right. I want to address one too that was done, the fence out here that was moved back.
Right.
So, I mean, that was a safety issue, and
absolutely.
they completed that.
Right. And what Ms. Rita's talking about is the fence with the privacy, whatever you call that.
Privacy screen.
It was too close to the street, and when you pulled up to the stop sign, you couldn't see. And so we had that fence moved back, and we also had the carport that was back here behind Town Hall moved down into our impound lot in the privacy fence. So it looks a lot better back here, and it resolved that issue where they can't see. And I didn't put that on there because there again, I just hit the major things, but I appreciate you bringing that up. So
if you go down Old Highway 9 and go by the school, and go maybe a quarter of a mile beyond that and look to your left, you're gonna find an area there that all of a sudden looking a lot better than never, that had not looked good for a long period of time. And I won't say what it is, everything, I'll let everybody look at it themselves. But congratulations to you and Mark Perry for getting that taken care of.
Absolutely, and so at that building, the school officials had asked for that to be addressed because they were scared there were safety issues there. So so that's coming down. It's over half down now and already looks a lot better.
Yep.
So when he finishes that, it'll be great.
I went by there over lunch and there were two claw machines just working hard on getting the concrete wall down.
Right.
There's other areas too that's in the city limits that's being taken care of.
And I think it's very important to note that even though we're spending money, we're getting a lot of things done, we're still under budget, and our revenues are up over last year to date. And that will continue, the revenues will continue to climb because of all these new businesses coming in. That's what's helping them.
Mr. Mayor, one thing that all the council people can do to help Mark Perry with what he's doing is making sure that all their constituents understand why we have an enforcement officer in place, what the role of that enforcement officer is, that they're not trying to just hassle people with cleaning things up or getting business licenses or permits for things. It's part of the way we're going to run the town and everything. Mark catches a lot of grief over that, as you noted, and he deals with it. The town council members certainly can help with that right there, and making sure that anytime anybody comes by to them and complains about that, they explain what's going on with this.
Right. Anybody like to bring anything else up? If you have a complaint, I don't care what it is, just bring it up. Now's a good time. Go ahead, Larry.
I'll open the complaint department.
Okay.
Exhaust, no muffler, stuff like that. The rain ridiculously, nine up there across from your property. Right in that area there?
Right.
And they got electric cutouts on it, what it is, it'll get around somewhere where that cop might be, to quiet it down. But they'll come out, tailgate, whoop, 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 and it's terrible loud.
Okay, well.
It's not just one vehicle, it's three or four.
Well, we have a noise ordinance now and a nuisance ordinance, so we'll report that to our police department.
They know where the police car sits out there at church.
Well, we'll.
They quiet it down.
And our police will get you. They got me.
Nobody's gonna get it.
Another thing, Mayor, you didn't mention, I know we got multiple people on the fire department that has gotten various certifications.
Yes.
We've got our fire trucks fixed, we've got those issues addressed.
Absolutely.
I think we're working well with all the other departments.
Right. Well, and that's a good point too, and I didn't put that on there either. So not only are we requiring training with our employees, our volunteer fire department, but we're doing that also through the league of municipalities. We're all working on our certified municipal officer certification. So we're also doing that.
One item, Mr. Mayor, one item that everybody keeps bringing up and I know we're working on is the deal with animal control. I don't know if we have an update on when the new animal control facility might be open.
He does.
That's why I was sitting here looking at him.
So first things first, before an ordinance is addressed, I've got to figure out where that new law is going to be codified at under the state law. Because the way that new law is written, anything, you can write whatever, but it cannot supersede law in the law book. And the way that the current law, the new law is written, got to figure out where that's going to be codified at first. That way you know what direction to take as far as the ordinances. If we write something and it supersedes, we got a problem because of all the things that that particular law addresses. So once I figure out where that's been codified at, I talked to the association, one of the associations. They were not sure yet. They told me they should know around June or July. We have not gotten an exact date yet. When we initially talked, they had mentioned the fall. But of course, you know how things are with the shape the world's in. I mean, I think we have to pray for our nation and pray for our nation. That's beside the point. But we're hoping the fall, but anytime you're dealing with construction and stuff gets put on back order, you don't know. Right. But, you know, any of y'all that are riding through the county, you'll ride by there, you'll see people over there every day working.
Thank you.
So those guys are working and doing a fantastic job.
Right.
So we're hoping then. That's what we're hoping. As far as giving you a date, I can't do that.
And considering this is our seventh month to be in office, this administration, I feel like we've accomplished a lot. And we're working on a lot more. So, but any more comments? No more complaints? That's the only complaint. I can't believe it.
Don't jinx it, Mom. got here too late.
Now, Mark, there we keep complaining about him.
We've been bragging on you. You should have been in here.
Fire me in town.
You should have been in here. Well,
what'd I do wrong?
Absolutely.
That's the problem. You ain't.
Carry on.
You did a great job.
Okay. Adam is enjoying all the revenue that you're helping bring in.
Yeah.
As a part of this.
I'm trying to get a new truck.
Oh, I'm okay.
Is that the hurt one?
Well, if there's nothing else, I guess we'll close the work session. Maybe we'll start at 6 o'clock.